To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Tuesday afternoon, final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Brandon Adams will stop by and hang out, as he always does on Tuesdays at 1:20. Host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast. We'll talk about Georgia's SEC Championship victory on Saturday at the Benz over Atlanta, and talk college football playoff and all that good stuff with BA coming up in about 20 minutes. We'll get to an AMA at the end of the show, as we always do as well. The phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. And I do want to mention, we do have another pair of passes, four-day passes.
Let's get it!
To the 15th anniversary of the Rockville Metal and Punk Festival in Daytona Beach at the Daytona International Speedway. We're going to be giving those away this hour as well, so be listening very closely for your cue to call.
Philip is going to sign.
Philip Rivers.
Yes, he's going to sign.
Signs a football contract.
Yes.
In the year 2025.
Yes.
That is awesome.
So basically they're bringing him in just in case. I mean, he's on
practice squad.
Yeah. Okay. Riley, hopefully, because Riley Leonard's hurt too.
Right, he got hurt. I didn't realize that. He got hurt at the end of the game.
Yeah, he got hurt too. So, but yeah, my man, all right. Okay, my brother. Do you? I saw another one, another interesting signing. Tampa Bay re-signed JPP.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Way to go, Jay.
What's he been up to?
You know, try not to my bad.
Safe fireworks?
Yeah, my bad. Still out
just
there.
Poppers
still,
and stuff?
No, just still out there advocating for safer firework, firecracker
and that is
safety.
And I am an advocate for that as well.
Yeah, that's
I am a firecracker safety advocate.
Like, what was that commercial? This is your brain? This is your hand. This is your hand when you're not. Like he raising the left one.
Like he's throwing up West Side permanently.
Yeah, your head. This is what happens when you don't have proper safety.
Yeah.
And then you're going to have that Terry in the background, too. Terry!
Put it in reverse, Terry! Yep, that's great.
Yeah, I'm going to hell. I got it.
Yeah. Nobody died.
Yeah, I know.
You know, we're not making fun of anybody. Everybody's all right.
I was.
Bagel, no, I mean, bagel.
We are.
Bagel, Terry. Yeah.
But
put
we're
in reverse, Terry! Put it in reverse! Oh, Lord! Lord, Jesus!
God!
Oh, Lord! Oh, Jesus!
That's great.
What you doing, Terry?
What a treat. We normally only get to play this once a year. On our last show before 4th of July.
Yearly PSA.
When we tell you not to be like Terry.
Hey.
JP PSA. We can call it that.
What's the name? You know, New Year's is coming up.
That's true.
People we got to get you.
I hear fireworks going on all the time. I never know what it's like. What's this holiday?
Well,
and then I'll Google it and be like, what's this? Oh, it's like a Diwali or something. It's like an Indian holiday or something. It's all right, cool.
All right.
You got people out there doing fireworks for all kinds of stuff.
Hey, man, just be careful with them, man.
Just be careful.
Same thing as like frying an unthawed turkey.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't do that.
Yep.
Let the firework go. Yep. Let it go, man, because only bad things don't happen, dog. You coming out less than when you started. As long as you know that.
Yeah, I mean, the goal is to end the day, every day.
With all your digits.
With the same amount of digits you started.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Now, again, you know, some days maybe you don't live up to that, but that can still be the goal the next day.
Yeah, man.
If you started the day with 9, end it with 9.
Yeah, man.
My brother-in-law, 9.5. You know, he's missing the top end of his index finger on his left hand.
And it got cut off, right?
Yeah.
With a saw.
Nope.
In a car accident.
Uh-uh.
How did he lose his finger?
You know what I told Jack? Because we were over there on Saturday.
And I, you know, kids don't know no better. So Jack is probably like.
Well, I showed him. I said, look at Uncle Jake's finger. Because Jack's in a big pick in his nose phase right now, which is disgusting. But he's two at least, so he has an excuse.
Right.
I told him, look, come here, Uncle Jake. Show him your finger. And he showed him his nub finger on his left hand. And I said, you see that? Got it stuck in his nose, picking his nose. They had to cut it off. And he was like, I was like, so you better stop picking that nose. Otherwise, we're going to have to cut your fingers off.
Right.
Which is probably not good parenting, but it is what I did. It was a boating accident. They were riding an inner tube, and his finger got stuck in the rope.
Woo!
Yep. Yep.
Yeah,
awful.
Man.
Awful. Which I don't understand exactly. I haven't got the full story on how my wife's parents had a boat at any point. I don't know. Maybe things were real good that year on Davis Cove. I'm not sure. I'll try to get the story on that one. But they sold that boat immediately.
Oh, yeah.
After that happened, that was pretty traumatic.
Yeah, man.
But anyway.
Yeah.
I've used it to try to prevent nose picking.
All right. Well, I mean, hey, hopefully it's one of those things that they grow out of.
He'll grow out.
There's nothing.
Make him.
I don't care. There's nothing more disgusting than that.
Yeah.
Than a grown up.
Oh, sure.
A nose picking grown up.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about the ones that don't even try to hide it. Just get up there and did that finger twirl.
And sometimes, like, I guess in the privacy of your own whatever, you got to get it out, but blow your nose. But like, people will be at the traffic light and think nobody can see.
Yes.
It. And it's like, I see you, lady.
You're digging for gold, damn it.
Your finger's halfway up there.
Yeah, man.
Tickle your brain with that.
I got you with that one. Like, come on, bro.
Very gross. Just get a tissue and breathe out.
Yeah, man.
Simple as that.
The old ass nose picker, man.
Yeah. What's the cutoff?
There's
a cutoff.
I'm not giving anybody a cutoff
there
date.
There is a cutoff.
What?
I don't know. What is it?
I don't know. Again,
I think
I'm talking
like
about
seven.
Grown-ups. Yeah, that's fine with me. Like, because everybody had that one kid who used to eat his boogers, and he actually ate them because I watched that little dude. I watched him dig in his nose and then lick his fingers.
Patrick McCafferty.
Over and over again. And I'm just
Patrick
like.
Patrick McCafferty used to eat his boogers
now,
on
tell
the playground.
Me this, is that a, like a tick?
I don't know.
Or is that you just nasty as hell?
Let's go with tick. Let's hope.
All right.
Let's hope he just had a condition.
Like, yeah, I'm like, why are you eating booger? Eating booger, and then the kid ate glue?
That dude
ate boogers, ate glue. You should stand at the urinal with his pants down his ankles.
Yeah, nobody, no, yeah. Don't do that.
Yeah, it's pants.
Yeah, I just feel like just, all this stuff is
all out.
Something's missing at home.
Something,
you know?
Something.
Because like, that's a conversation that, briefly with a parent. Like, hey, no, you know, don't do that.
That's a conversation with your daddy. Okay,
yeah.
My son, your son, sure. Same in the same thing with the potty training and everything. Bash, he too grown now. That little, just, like I had to get a new damn spray for the damn toilet because he just be writing his name on the damn wall. But he stands up.
They are fascinating.
He stands up and he knows how to do it properly. Not now. One time, if I ever taught one of my boys, all right, and I taught for him the potty trainer. Not one time have I ever taught him to pull all the way down.
No,
you don't do that, son.
No, that's just
you don't do that.
That's lack of instruction trying
you
to figure it out.
You don't do that, all right? Okay, no, all right. We don't stand in unison with our cheeks out, bro. Okay, no. Well, you want to see me lose my mind?
Amen.
Let's me see one of my boys like that. you that kid. And now you're ain't going to stand it up here.
Keep your cheeks covered.
Yeah,
right?
Man. Don't do that.
We got standards in this
family. Yeah, man. I'm telling you.
All right.
You want to see me lose my
let's
blank.
Get to the big story of the day.
Ooh.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
I think it really started with excellent quarterback play, right? Started with Tom Brady, and it spilled over to Baker. And what they've been able to do from the quarterback position the last couple of years has been outstanding. And that's what's maintained the dominance for those guys and how 100%. They played, making them highly competitive every single year.
Yes.
Yeah, and y'all are
correct.
And y'all are in the division.
Yeah, that's part of it. That helps.
Yeah, that helps a lot. Tampa Bay has been really good because, one, the quarterback thing has been good. And they have had some good players.
Sure.
But they've been in the South. Mm-hmm. They've been in a division where – the teams don't compete for it. Or, I mean, is this the closest a team has been to them this late in the last few years?
Well, I mean, the Falcons were right there with them last year. Remember?
Yeah.
The Bucs lost to the Cowboys.
That's right.
It was like week 16. Yep. Remember that?
Yep.
Week 16, and then they went out and lost in overtime to the Commanders.
Yep.
that next game. So, yeah, I mean, the Falcons
are
right there.
Yes. Yeah,
that's what happened. Just to relive that one for you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, you're right about that. Just looking at their records, they've won the division at 10-7 last year. So they ended up, you know, they won a few down the stretch. 9-8 the year before. Mm-hmm. 8-9 the year before that, mm-hmm. and they won the division in all three of those years.
You can't
and
get
that. Now, the year before that, they were 13-4 and 11-5 in those Brady years. Right. Those Brady years, obviously, they were really good. And they won the Super Bowl in one of them.
Yes.
But the Baker Mayfield years have been totally right. You're totally right. They're three games above 500.
Can't do that.
Four games if you include this year's record. So they're four games above 500 in the Baker Mayfield era, and they've won the division every single year.
Crazy.
You ought to be that should be embarrassing for every team in the division,
Falcons,
but we're
Saints,
talking
and
about
Panthers.
The Falcons.
Exactly. Exactly.
But not one of those teams could pop up and have
a blip year. A blip year, dog. A year that you might squeeze out nine wins.
Nope.
Or eight wins, Bunk.
Just eight. Yeah. Because eight would have got you that one time. But Raheem is right, though. Like, the reason they've been able, even when they, because that first Baker year, they weren't supposed to be any good. Like, Baker was, he wasn't even the starter at the beginning of training camp. Like, I don't remember who it was, but he took over for somebody.
Brought
him in kind of on a whim. Remember, because he played okay in L.A.
Right.
And they brought him in when Brady retired.
I thought it was the offseason. Was it Kyle? It wasn't Kyle Trask, was
I want to say it was. But I don't remember. It doesn't matter. Like, right. But Baker has worked out for them in a way that certainly was unexpected.
Yes.
But the reason they've been where they are for the last 5 years is quarterback play.
Yes.
And the reason the Falcons have been where they haven't been the last 5 years is quarterback
because,
play. Yeah. I mean, it really does boil down to that. Like, you got a good quarterback, you can hang around 500. And I guess the Falcons have hung around 500, not this year. I mean, this year they're significantly below, and who knows how bad it'll get before the season's over. But that's who they play Thursday. The Baker Mayfield decimated injury led Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, and it's a game that they're in the same short week as you are, you know. And is it a get-up game? Because they're just as banged up. I don't know if Mike and them are going to play this weekend, Mike Evans and those guys. But I think, you know, just where the Falcons are. First of all, I bet they're returning. I bet they're working all on. I bet the one thing that I know that they're working on right now is their return game. their return game against the Falcons coverage team.
I would certainly hope so.
And I would certainly hope that you would kick the damn ball out of the end zone.
Just kick it out of the damn end zone.
All right. I mean, it don't matter where you start it. Teams drive the ball on you anyway.
They say Evans is expected to return Thursday.
Okay.
As well as Jalen McMillan, the wide receiver, and Tristan Wirfs, who's been questionable as well.
Oh.
So those guys are all supposed to play.
Okay. They're getting ready for that stretch run, that playoff stretch run.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you got to go in there, and we'll talk more about the keys tomorrow, or no, Thursday, because the game is a Thursday. But, yeah, I mean, you got one more day to flush it, because the day's a day off and everything like that. No, I'm sorry. It was a short day. No, you're practicing today, because the game's on Thursday. You got travel day tomorrow, and then you're on your way. I mean, today is like a combination Wednesday, Thursday. Do a combination Friday, Saturday, and then you get on the plane and go down there. So, there you go.
There you have it.
Short week. Don't have to think about what happened that long.
I know. That may be good.
Yeah. You don't have to think about the fact that you got just straight demolished.
There's a silver lining.
Yeah.
Is you can turn the page quickly and move on to the next game. Also, it's tough to play on a short week, man.
No matter who
you are and what happened on Sunday, those short weeks are brutal.
Yes, they
Maybe are. It benefits the Falcons because the Bucs are so banged up.
Yep, it could be. It could be one of those situations where the team that has the less bumps and bruises, because everybody's got bumps and bruises this time of year. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, the quick turnaround, because especially when it's this late in the year, because you have played so much ball. Now, you get the time off to relax and recoup because you don't have to play this Sunday.
Yeah, a little mini bye.
To get your mind right for this. Would you call it a stretch run?
No.
Okay.
I would call it a death march.
Yeah, same there. Oh, my
God.
That's
what I would call
it. Hey, guys, this Friday, join the morning shift at Publix of Haynesbridge Road in Alpharetta for a special broadcast. Come pick up your supplies for your weekend football parties. Come say hello to Ali, Mike, and Bo as they broadcast live from 6 to 9. And it's all brought to you by Publix. Feel the hype this year with Publix.
Hey, caller number 5 right now, 404-726-0929. Me and Randy are sending you and your closest friend, or whoever you want to bring, to go see the 15th anniversary of the Rockville Metal and Punk Festival in Daytona
Beach. Sounds like a lot of giveaway.
We got a 4-day, Randy, made them. give us this prize. They were like, oh, who wants to do this? Randy was like, we do. Yeah. We love metal.
We're on the way. Look at Bo got Rockville, baby. Daytona.
You think metal. You think 4 days of metal. You think Andy and Randy, okay? Caller number five right now. Sports Radio 92.9.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here.
Hey.
Brandon Adams joins us in studio on Tuesdays to talk Georgia Bulldogs, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast. Hey, shout out to Jordan, by the way.
Yeah, way to go, Jordan.
Jordan Peachtree Corners was caller number five. We're sending Jordan and a friend with 4-day passes to the 15th anniversary.
Get you some.
Rockville Metal and Punk Festival in Daytona Beach at the Daytona International Speedway. That's Thursday, May 7th through Sunday, May 10th, featuring over 160 bands. I don't think you're going to be able to see all of them, maybe.
You never know,
man. I don't want to underestimate Jordan.
You never know.
Guns N' Roses, Five Finger Death Punch, Foo Fighters, Bring Me the Horizon, My Chemical Romance, and more. Tickets provided by Rockville. To purchase passes today, visit welcometorockville.com.
Real quick, before we get to BA, shout out to my main man, Bobo, Mike Bobo. They just announced he is a finalist for the Broyles Award, which is given out to the nation's top assistant.
Would you look at that?
Good for Mike.
Would you look at that?
Good for Bo.
I would say deservingly so.
Yes, he knows what he's doing. Good for Bo. After all. Brandon, how are you?
I'm doing great. What a weekend it was. Thrilling to see Georgia get the SEC championship win against the team it probably wants to beat more than any other. Mm-hmm. And now a fun conversation over the course of the next few weeks.
Was that the most complete 60 minutes you've seen from Georgia this
year?
Yeah,
I don't think there's any doubt, right? I mean, Texas game would have been close. Remnants of this late against Ole Miss. On the road at Mississippi State was not bad, but this was what Georgia has been aspiring to be. And it's an amazing transformation, too, from September when you play them and you can't stop them on third down. And Georgia had a lot of bad moments defensively this year.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously to hold Alabama to negative yards rushing and – you know, keep them out of the end zone for the first three quarters. That, to me, is the most amazing part of it. This is pretty clearly a Georgia defense that is a far different unit than it was a couple of months ago.
B.A., how was the feeling in the building? Because I'm not speaking for myself. I was more happy, but was it more like a relief?
Probably so. And as far as the feeling the building overall goes, I thought the SEC championship was really bad. You know, last year, the Texas game, that was a great win for Georgia. But I thought the vibe in the building was a little bit weird pregame. I'm not blaming Texas fans for it, but it was this thing of, oh gosh, well, is this, you know, lack of interest in conference championship games, is it now even impacting the SEC title game? Well, the TV ratings last year were amazing, but I thought the vibe in the building felt, to me anyway, just as big time as ever. There are a bunch of Bama fans there. Georgia fans were obviously into it. And to go to your question, I think there's a chance this just means more to fans than it does to the players. I don't think the players have the same memory. I don't think they even care as much about what happened way before they were playing at Georgia. But if you're about my age, in some cases even a little bit younger, if you've lived through these heartbreaking losses, to see Georgia win convincingly against Alabama, I think for the average Georgia fan, this is such a big deal that I'm not even sure the players can even fully understand how big this is for Georgia fans who have been in that stadium or this city in the old stadium in a lot of these games against this opponent. Hard to quantify how much it really meant to them.
That was the first time Alabama lost at Mercedes-Benz.
Yes,
right. I mean,
that's
all
exactly
the games
right.
They play their SEC championship games, national championship games, things like that. Like, pretty crazy. Pretty crazy to be able to do that. Were you surprised that they were third when the rankings came out?
You know, there was a debate to be had for Georgia moving up, but what this committee's obsessed with is we're not going to punish conference championship game losers. So Alabama didn't drop out of the field, and Ohio State didn't drop below two, flip-flopping with the team that beat Indiana, and so that's the move. So there is certainly an argument, and I am sympathetic to it, that Georgia should have moved up to two. But when you look at the field, the path for the number three team is actually better than the path for the number two team, because Georgia gets to face the winner of Ole Miss and Tulane. Theoretically, that's a little easier, I think, than the winner of Texas A&M, Miami. All of this is a bit of a crapshoot, and obviously Georgia Ole Miss went down to the wire for the most part a few weeks ago, but still slightly easier draw, I think. So, yeah, a strong argument for Georgia at number two. But honestly, when you look at how this field is laid out, I don't think Georgia's in a bad spot here being the number three seed.
What do you think of the overall rating? I'm not the overall, the overall, yeah, rankings of, like you said, Alabama didn't move. It does seem like maybe Notre Dame was a little bamboozled because they kept looking at it from a standpoint of we were always in front of Miami and all those different things. What was your thought process when you were watching it and you see Miami right there?
Well, so obviously the controversy in all this continues to play out even right now on social media. It's still blowing up about all of this. I actually don't think the committee, and I hate the committee typically speaking, but I don't think they did a bad job on this necessarily, because here is the two things that I think you have to understand. Is if you care about power ratings, Notre Dame has always been power rated ahead of Miami by all the various mathematically oriented rating services. Notre Dame's always been higher than Miami, even though Miami beat it head-to-head. But once they were side-by-side in the rankings, and I know this feels like chicanery on the part of the committee to a lot of people, but when they were side-by-side in the rankings, I do think at some point a human's got to step in and say, okay, I realize that people think Notre Dame's the better team. Vegas certainly would. But because Miami beat them, we're going to put them in over Notre Dame. And look, the SEC had said, we want some respect given to our league for the strength of schedule and things like that. Well, the week-to-week rankings, sometimes it didn't seem like this committee was doing that. But by putting in Alabama, even though I'd kind of argued maybe Georgia should have the pleasure of ending Alabama's season, by putting them in, it is a deference to the SEC for the schedules that it played. I can't argue with that either. Notre Dame's got an argument too, but it's probably slightly less convincing than the argument for Miami and Alabama.
Do you think this would be anywhere near the level of conversation that it's getting if they didn't do the Tuesday night show and just did an announcement once? Just a one, like the NCAA tournament selection Sunday, they just gave us the 12 and there wasn't all the lead up?
I think that's absolutely true what you're saying. And Bavakwa, the Notre Dame AD, essentially said that we were given false security because we've always been ranked ahead of them. But once again, I don't even mind that, because if you went to, you know, some big sports bettor or somewhere in Vegas, or like Bill Conley, ESPN FPI, Brian Freeman, all these math nerd type guys, they've all had Notre Dame ahead of Miami. That's why Notre Dame was ranked ahead of Miami. But if you're going to have a committee made up of humans, eventually you do probably need to make a human decision, which is, I realize the numbers say this, but Miami beat them, and if that doesn't matter, then truly what is the point of playing the game?
Where did Georgia fall in the rankings as far as recruiting? And also, I just saw that the young tight end is also a transfer. Spurlockers.
Yeah, so, and that's an interesting situation, because Spurlin had been medically retired from Georgia because of some health issues. But I guess now he's gotten some second opinions from some various doctors. And so if he was going to continue his career, and it sounds like he wants to, then he's going to go do that somewhere else. And obviously Georgia is going to wish him well, as he does. So that's good for him. Georgia ended up with the highest ranked class, at least for now, according to Rivals, which is the new On3 recruiting service. And, you know, obviously up there near the top, but not the number one class this year. In terms of lack of five-star, in terms of, you know, the overall ranking. This is going to be a little lower than what Georgia has typically done, but still, for the most part, in keeping with the national elite. But in the eyes of some Georgia fans, especially after losing Jared Curtis, going to be a little lower than what we're used to seeing Georgia have, because what we're used to seeing Georgia have is number one class in the country. This is still easily in the top 10, top five area, but it's not going to be number one overall.
Brandon Adams joining us in studio here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Hosted the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter as well, at Dog Nation Daily. So, I mean, the downside of it is you don't get to watch Georgia play again until New Year's Day.
Right.
The good news is that's a long time to whatever you need to do and get healthy and all that. What's the most important thing for Georgia between now and then?
Well, there is some talk, and Kirby Smart alluded to this on Sunday. Listen, I'm surprised by a lot of things. I was flabbergasted by this. Colby Young, who is, when healthy, one of Georgia's most important receivers, one of the most important players on the team, period. There's a chance that he might come back. And
like George Pickens role type thing?
It's reminiscent of that to me in 2021.
He had an ankle.
I think his ankle. The truth is, a lot of these injuries, I forget. Right. But it was serious enough that I didn't think he was going to play again. And the door is perhaps open that he might do that. That'd be a very big deal for Georgia. I just think, and listen, who knows where all of this is going, but I think it's fairly cut and dry. This Georgia team right now, this December, is miles better than the one on paper was. Gunnar Stockton's first start, all of the other issues that team had. On paper right now, this Georgia team, as it rests this December, is in a lot better shape than that one was trying to do the same thing post-Texas last December.
Yeah, what did you think about Kirby when he was talking about, you know, at the press about the non-conference game thing?
I think what I have heard, you know, Kirby said, you know, some coaches are concerned about this. I have heard from people who know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody that they're not concerned. The SEC coaches are furious, beside themselves, maybe more so than they've ever been privately, about the fact they have to go to this 9-game conference schedule because it is more losses, and that does mean at the gut level more coaches are going to get fired. You know, when you throw 8 more losses in the SEC mix, that's going to hurt job security. That's when they don't like it, but it is going to make playoff consideration a little trickier because anybody who crunches the numbers can already tell you. With an 8-game conference schedule, the SEC already plays more difficult schedules than these other leagues, Big Ten included. Now, I'm an SEC homer. People can disregard me saying that, but you should do the research yourself and see what conclusion you draw from that. The SEC coaches know they're already playing more difficult schedules, and now they're going to get even more difficult. And I think the Kirby Smart saying, what is the purpose of these more difficult schedules? Because it seems like at times maybe the SEC still doesn't get the proper credit it's due. Yeah. These coaches are very upset about that, and Kirby just wanted to give voice to what I think privately is a very hot topic among them.
But he knows, he knows the purpose of it, just like we all know the purpose of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's 8 more games that the networks can show on TV. Like, ultimately, that's what's steering the whole ship.
And listen, you're 100% right, and what I wonder is, okay, everybody wants to see more cooperation in college football to get what they view as a more equitable playoff, or there's this pipe dream of we all band together, we can negotiate our media rights together, and then everybody's going to get more money.
That's the Texas Tech guys.
That's Cody Campbell that says that from Texas Tech. You're right. Here's what I wonder. I wonder in the future if the SEC should cooperate less. Because if you look at 10 most viewed teams in college football this year, 9 of those are SEC teams. If you look at the 20 most viewed games this year, the overwhelming majority are games involving the SEC. I feel like down here we're doing just fine. And I wonder if we're talking about the future of the playoff or the future of media rights and TV contracts and things like that, somebody in the SEC maybe should say, listen, y'all do what you need to do. We're actually doing this okay right now without more from you. And I wonder if the SEC in the future might be motivated to cooperate just a bit less than it currently is.
Did you – last one, and it's been 10 years, and I think I might talk – we talked about maybe a few years ago about his – I don't want to say his legacy, but the first 10 years of Kirby's tenure. It couldn't have went any better.
It could not have gone any better in my wildest dream. And I'm someone who's cheered for Georgia football my entire life. In my wildest dream when I was younger – the fact that Georgia wins as much as it does right now, it still seems impossible. Even here we are a couple of years removed from back-to-back national championships, but they're 12-1. They just beat Alabama 28-7. They're back in the college football playoff again. It continues, and I hope every Georgia fan would feel this way. I certainly do. It continues to be just as fun as it ever was. And when you look at the other programs that either have not tasted this, and many of them know they probably will never taste anywhere close to this level of success, this truly is a golden age, and Kirby does deserve all the credit for how he's been the architect of it.
100%. I mean, it's when you, it's always important in sports to zoom out a little bit and mm-hmm. take it in chunks like that, whether it's five, whatever the mile marker is. And it's Kirby's 10th year.
Enjoy it while you have it.
Yeah. It's insane. These are the good old days.
Yes.
Like these are the days that you're going to look back on and be like, damn, remember that?
Yep.
But you're right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And now you get a couple weeks to kind of hang out and then you play on January 1st in a playoff game for a chance to go to the Final Four. Like this is, I don't know, Georgia fans know that, but sometimes you just got to take a breath and be like, damn, this is pretty great.
And I'll say this real quick because then you got to go. So here's how it would impact me. And listen, everybody's got their own financial story, but if you're on the hook of or on the fence of, should I go to the game or not? Should I spend to go to the game or not? Like a trip to New Orleans, something like that. If you can, you probably should, because when all this is done, it's probably never going to be quite this good again.
Yeah, Brandon, we appreciate it.
Good to be with you guys.
Thank you. Brandon Adams there, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast, joins us every Tuesday at this time. Phone lines are open for the AMA, 404-726-0929. Load them up, ask us anything. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Tune in the game.
It's AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com.
Okay. So, Kirby Smart is not going and will never entertain being the Atlanta Falcons head coach, Andy. Okay, there we go. There's your question. There's your answer.
Do you think once, like, I don't know, if he accomplishes every possible goal that he wants to at Georgia, do you think he would ever think about coaching in the NFL?
Mm-mm.
You don't think so?
No.
Just college through and through?
I think he's going to leave Georgia when he wants to.
Oh,
and he's not. And he's not going to leave it for another job, NFL job or nothing.
Certainly not another college
job.
There's no question about that. Yeah. Well, if you're him and they approached you, like, you could ask for anything you want. Like, Arthur Blank's got $8 million.
Yes.
And you could be like, all right, $25 million a year, and I have control of everything.
His energy that he has now, I was on the team when he was on the NFL staff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It wasn't pretty. Like,
oh, right.
He'll tell the story about when.
Doesn't work.
When me and him got into it, I was like, hey, man, you'll get that. Because by then, I'm a dude.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
and what was his job?
He was assistant secondary coach.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like.
Like, I'm like, but that was all of them. I was like, man, you don't get the hell up out my face. All that damn college ass energy.
But maybe he knows that now.
Yeah.
You know?
But that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Unless he can, because Kirby's not going to stop who he is.
Right.
Because that's why he is so successful being coaching the way he coaches. Yeah.
He also has his dream job.
Yes.
And he's doing a pretty good job.
Yeah, there's no reason for Kirby to ever leave.
Yeah, I know. I understand Falcons fans wondering because he is the best college football coach and he's just up the road.
Yes.
And, you know.
Well, he's not coming.
You need some buddy. You got to have somebody. But no, it's not going to happen. All right. AMA calls. Rock the Laundry Man leaves us off.
Don't come in no bull crap today,
Freaky,
Rock.
Freaky Rock from the South Side. Don't come in no bull crap today, again. Rock.
Nah, man, I'm in the holiday spirit, man. I'm doing it 100% today.
All right.
Happy holidays, fellas.
Yeah. Happy holidays.
All right. Couple three quick things. One, the cutoff age for picking your nose is 5 years old, hands down.
Okay.
Okay.
Two, right. The only thing nastier than picking your nose is that Euro blowing your nose where you hold one nostril and blow. That's pretty disgusting.
Very
the only
much
thing
so.
More disgusting is that.
Very much so.
There is
very much time so. Call for desperate measures.
Woman, very much so.
A grown woman digging in her butt when she thinks nobody's watching is the most disgusting thing ever.
Man, too.
Now that
man
I got too. That up
man,
again,
too.
I've seen
don't
that.
Single out the ladies.
I've seen it in purpose. It's disgusting. But my question is it time for us as Falcons fans to make a statement like the old Saints fans used to put the aints and put the bags on their heads and do that and go say, is it time for us to make a statement like that right now and say, hey, man, we've had enough. We got to turn our jerseys inside out. We got to do something to voice our displeasure. And that's my question. Is it time?
Thank no, you, Rock.
I don't know when that time is.
I would say do whatever you
I
want.
I would say do whatever you want. I think, and I'll just be 100% right, I think bags on the head are absolutely freaking ridiculous. That's just my opinion on it. You spend your money to go do that. You do whatever you need to do.
Yeah. I mean, if you're in the stadium
yeah.
with a bag on your head, they got your money.
Yep. You're
you know what I mean? Like, them, you didn't do
yeah,
the
you're
thing.
Not hurting their feelings with the bag. You're hurting their feelings when you're not there.
Right.
And, yeah.
And I don't even know if that's
that hurts
true.
Them. Yeah, exactly.
Because, you know, TV revenue and all that kind yeah. of stuff. So, honestly, I don't know. I know there's been a lot of talks. People have called about boycott and all yeah. that stuff. I think I don't know. I think they know that you're upset.
Yeah.
I would think that they know that you're upset.
I think the one thing is
I think they're upset.
Listen to Abe yesterday with Mike Bell. And Abe said the first thing, you'll be back.
They definitely know Mike's upset.
You'll be back. You'll be back.
But I know that's the thing about it is.
You'll be back.
And that's where all these leagues have us.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why the college playoff could be 12 teams with 5 odds. It doesn't matter. You know what I'm going to be doing?
Yep.
Watching.
Yep. You'll be back. And that's how they're going to look at it.
We're addicts. We're hooked. We're hooked. They can step on it as many times as they want, Randy.
Yeah,
that damn elbow starts itching, man. New Year's Eve.
That vein.
New Year's Eve starts itching. Ah! All right.
Yeah.
All right. What channel's the game on? Put
all
it
right.
on.
All right.
Tito is incoming. Hey, Tito.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Pretty good.
Good. The 85 dunk contest and the 88 dunk contest against Dominic and Jordan. Do you think Dominic got robbed in 88?
Yes.
I believe he did.
Okay. Yes. Oh, definitely. I think the dunk contest, it was fun, but they did, like, Mike did all the same dunks.
That he did the previous one.
Yeah, he did all the same dunks. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I mean.
Dominique's were, like, a different level of explosive.
Yes.
And he was, I know Jordan had the hang time and all that, but Dominique had so much power.
He did. And Jordan, it was always the kiss the rim. He did that. Then he did from the free throw line again. Mm-hmm. And then he did the cradle again. Yeah. Like, he did the same damn dunks as he did.
He just had some different shoes on.
Yeah, different shoes. And
one time he had a gold chain and one time he didn't.
Exactly. Look at that gold chain.
That thing was a choker.
He had a choker, man.
What was he doing with
Mike
that? Was that
swallowed.
Was that the style?
I don't know,
in 85?
Man. I don't know, dude.
People were wearing chokers?
Yeah, man. That thing, that damn neck was so tight on Mike. But yeah, I think Dominique should have got at least one of them.
Yeah, I mean it's a shame. He's one of the all-time greatest dunkers. By the way, have you seen some of the highlight reels of his son at Georgia?
Yeah, man.
Good Lord.
Yeah, man.
Those genetics transfer.
Yeah, man.
Man, that's really fun to watch. Wendy is in Lawrenceville. Hey, Wendy.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Wendy.
My question is for Randy. So, how old were you when you or your parents or coaches realized that you had the potential to be an NFL player? And how do you feel like your life changed and helped you reach that goal?
Oh, man.
Cool question.
You know, oh, God. I tell you, I don't remember the exact moment. I remember a conversation I had with Rodney Walker, who's my head coach at high school. And he told me, he's like, if you keep developing, you might be able to go to school. That's what he said. Might be able to go to school. And then when I got the offer to go to Georgia, you know, everything started. You kind of could see process, not NFL, but maybe I can do something. And I think when I went to Columbus, Georgia for the North-South All-Star game, and I won the MVP of that game. And was in as much as Corey, I know you listening, he's still a hater, but the plaque is at the house on the wall. But it says MVP.
Corey played good too?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he did. But then I was like, oh man. But the first day I got to Georgia and practiced with the older guys, and I was like, I think I can do this. And so that was my thing. It was just a confidence, but it was a patient confidence. It wasn't one of the things where I got to rush it.
Right.
It was just like,
put me on the field, I'm a transfer.
It was like, okay, I can play with these dudes. Right. And then you got better and you got better. And then the NFL didn't come to mind until probably the year before Coach Rick got there, because I was eligible to leave and I was a redshirt sophomore. Mm-hmm. So I could leave. And then agents started calling and everything. And the only reason I went back because damn Angel told me that I could stay. I had to stay in college. But yeah, my process was so patient that I never rushed it. So I never really knew that exact moment where I could play this game. But I know when I got to Georgia and started practicing with the big with the guys that's been there, like the Hines and all of that, I was like, I can do this.
Because like you weren't like a star.
No,
you didn't have any star.
None.
How? Like,
I don't know. Because I moved here.
You slowed, like, were you kind of a late bloomer?
I was a late bloomer. Okay. I didn't move to Fort Valley until I was in 10th grade. Missed my whole, like basically the whole 11th grade year because I got hurt early.
Oh, because you didn't really play that much until senior year.
Yeah, and then I played until senior year. So that's why. And then Rusty them didn't, you know, they didn't look at guys like me.
it was politics.
Yeah, Rusty them, politics. Them on three, politics. Yeah, that's why.
Mel is in Atlanta. Hey, Mel.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How y'all doing? Happy holidays.
What's up, man?
You're doing great.
I thought this was the other Mel.
I got a question.
I knew they knew better than that.
I thought it was the other male.
I trust David, Bo.
Hey, I thought it was the other male, and I thought you were disguising your voice.
I knew they know better than that.
Nah. I don't even know the other male.
I didn't even ask. I just trust him. What's up, Mel?
I want to know if you guys are thinking like me.
Uh-oh.
At this point in his life, I think it's just time for Kirk Cousins just to retire. I think he just needs to go on and sit down because the fact that Rivers got a slot, got a spot with another team, and they ain't called Kirk, it's time for him to go ahead and, you know, retire. Also, I just wanted to make another statement. I agree with the guy that was on y'all. I can't remember his name. Y'all was asking him about Georgia and how he was saying that we're in a good spot at number two. I agree with him. I mean, at number three, I'm sorry. I agree with him. Our road is a little bit easier than everybody think it is. And also, one more question. I don't think the Falcons are going to win another game this year.
All right, Mel.
Appreciate it, Mel. If Kirk Cousins was available, the Colts would have called.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's you got to remember, he's playing for the Falcons right now, so they can't call him.
Yeah, if Michael Pittis was around.
Yeah. And the trade deadline hadn't happened.
And the trade deadline is.
But here's the other thing. Like, I get what you're saying. We're watching Kirk play. It's not pretty.
No.
But if a team's willing to give him, I don't know, $8 million to come in and be their bridge quarterback or
whatever it is,
and he should.
Yeah,
that's $8 million more. Yeah. Dollars.
Like,
feelings for Kirk Cousins aside, if someone's willing to pay him again, which someone might be.
Hey, man, don't be surprised, Mel, if he's not the starting quarterback for the damn Colts next year.
Yeah.
Don't be surprised.
I mean, they have a history of doing things
like
that.
Don't be surprised if
he
is.
That's a great point.
Yeah, don't be surprised.
All right. We got Chris, who's in Roswell. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. So I've heard Steak talk about it a little bit, and you guys have mentioned it once or twice, too. How do radio ratings work? And, like, I listen on – how does that work?
You listen online?
I do. Yeah, okay. I listen on the app.
Okay. Yeah, so I guess the online numbers get added later. I don't really understand how that works exactly.
I don't care nothing about no ratings.
You don't?
I never have. Y'all tell me. I don't look at the sheet or nothing. I get the text. I'm like,
I know there's one part you care about.
Oh, yeah, I care about that text. But other than that, I don't, like, you're telling me, like, I don't understand. I understand how it works. People listen, obviously.
Yeah,
duh.
Right.
But, like, yeah, all that stuff, man, that's just, it's cool.
Yeah, it's not. First of all, it's not worth worrying about because completely out of your control.
Yeah.
Me and Randy have been doing pretty much the same show for 5 years now, and some months we're way up there, and some months we're over here.
Yeah,
and I don't think the show's all that different.
Yeah.
So it's pretty random. It's a Nielsen rating system where there's a a select number of people that are in the market that have something called a personal people meter, which is like a little beeper, and it picks up radio frequency, and it's an estimation based on that number of people. So it's really an estimation.
Yeah.
So your number can swing wildly. Your rating number can swing wildly based on one person.
Yes.
Now, I will say the estimation's been good lately.
No, it ain't been good, Andy. Yeah. It's been freaking...
We've been doing good.
We've been doing all right, good.
And we appreciate all of you out there for listening. Now, I will say this also one more thing on it. What's the point of talking? We don't talk about it.
Yeah, we don't talk about it.
You asked, so I answered. Yeah. But, like, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, we just know this.
We're doing our best and having fun.
Yes. Thank you, because I was about to say something real. But this is gone. Let's go. We almost out of
and
here.
And we genuinely appreciate all of you.
We almost out of here on Tuesday.
For listening as much as you have.
Yes, we
because
do.
You guys have made 2025 a very special year.
Yes.
Brandon is in McDonough. Hey, Brandon.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Brandon.
Do y'all remember when we were on Hard Knocks and Keith Armstrong cussed out everybody for lack of effort and all of that?
Yes.
Do the Falcons have a Keith Armstrong right now? And who is that? Did some of that be happening right now?
I got a question.
You still there, Brandon? Nice.
Okay, because my question is going to be, how'd they do after that?
Oh, did they do bad?
I don't know. Oh. Because that's where everybody keeps, they need somebody to cuss them out. They need somebody.
Now, that would have been, that was back in the preseason Hard Knocks.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Right? You remember I did Keith Armstrong 2 weeks ago.
You did.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll tell you this. This special teams, oh, yeah. Keith would have been ready to fight. I saw Keith. I'm just telling you. I saw Keith get up on his chair, turn around, and threaten to beat up somebody. Okay? That was Keith. You want some of this? I'll show you how to cover a damn kick. Like, Keith stood up and turned around. Now, no, he knew who to point to. Because Keith ain't but a buck 40.
He's not the biggest guy.
Keith ain't tough as hell. And he'll put them, hey.
Looks like he stays fit.
Yeah, Keith stays fit. Yeah. But boy, Keith stood up on that damn table and was cussing the young player.
I will say, is he still coaching?
No, Keith retired.
Oh, did he retire? Yeah, I was going to say, like, you know, when they put the staff together for next year, I'd gladly Keith, just for our sake.
I love Keith.
I love talking to Keith Armstrong.
This team ain't bad because they don't get cussed out.
I promise
you.
I'm not going to burst any bubbles here, but
if they did, brother man, I promise you, I would let you. I'd be like, yeah, all you need is good cussing out.
This team ain't a cuss out away from winning. Nothing but losing and getting cussed out.
I'm sorry, brother. It's not Keith.
I wish it was.
I wish it was that easy to cuss out people to get them to do what they want to do. This is still professional. He's a professional athlete.
They're doing the best. Sadly.
Yeah.
Like, sadly, it's the best they got.
Damn, Keith, that was so funny.
Keith Armstrong's awesome.
Keith got on that damn table, started just cussing people out.
They don't make them like that anymore.
Challenge them to fight. We go out, you can whip my ass. We go outside on this field right here. I show you how I get down.
That's great. We should just find his number and have him on. Hey, Keith, how do you feel the Falcons special teams is doing?
He lost it with his special team.
All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
Our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Andy said before the show, he feels a little bit more tighter and skinnier with a new haircut.
I do. Yeah. I've been getting my hair cut more often lately. Don't pee with your ass out.
Yeah, man.
Okay?
All right, put your damn...
Keep that thing tucked
Woo!
In.
What drives me crazy.
Doing less is better is softified. Yes. Couldn't agree more.
Yes.
And Norwegian language sounds a little bit different than English.
It's a foreign language.
Jason Pierre-Paul throwing up West Side permanently.
Mm. See, I wouldn't went there. That's very insensitive.
My bad. Turned his mic off because he's laughing, though. Talk to him.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.